siyabonga Chris lichona njani mtwakazi omuhle siyalambukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 22 ngoNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC Wala mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamili nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
Kathesi kuma ovetsi they've been left ukuthi besele bebulawa indlala bona abalutshwana bangahambanga empini besidla buntofo ntofo sithi kuma ovetsi sokungcono kathesi sokukhanya sobala ukuthi sebe kubonile ububi esasibukhuluma ngomuntu lo ababevikela olalonge besithi uRaith
Uzulu wamukela ngenjabulo inyathelo labalwa impi enkululeko abangamalunga ezanu PF asebehlamukele uMongameli Mgabe besithi sokumele asuke embusweni. Ugqitshwe namuhla umhlangano wamazwe omhlaba okudinga amaqhinga okulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza owe International AIDS Conference eDurban kwele South Africa. Kuwoza Friday isilobusi imhlanga yena ohlabela ekulebhilitane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu weZimbabwe uthi wamukela ngenjabulo enkulu inyathelo labalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ebandla lezanu PF. Asebehlamukele uMongameli Robert Mugabe ebesithi unguntando kayiphikiswa njalo sokumele asuke embusweni. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Umsekeli kanobhala kuhlangothi lwabontanga kwezokukhulumisana ku-MDCT, uMnumzana Alfred Zirutwe, uthi uyalijabulela inyathelo lithethwe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko laba.
Kathesi kuma ovetsi they've been left ukuthi besele bebulawa indlala bona abalutshwana bangahambanga empini besidla buntofo ntofo sithi kuma ovetsi sokungcono kathesi sokukhanya sobala ukuthi sebe kubonile ububi esasibukhuluma ngomuntu lo ababevikela olalonge besithi uRaith
eyichaza njengenguquko enkulu lenkulumo yabalwa impi yenkululeko
Ngikhulekela ukuthi after this kube le action kungabi le nkulumo kuphela ngoba ungabona umuntu obehlala evikela umuntu namuhla onguye osevuka esithi umuntu lo ebengimvikela mubi I think inguquko enkulu kakhulu kodwa inguquko enkulu kakhulu ethabisayo ngathi vele mina baphuzile vele ukwenza njalo
elethemba lokuba uzazilalela izikhalazo zikaZulu ukubalisa abalwa impi yenkululeko laba Usifela ninyathi ngomunye wabasakhulayo othi limjabulisa lelo nyathelo.
Ya vele mina ntaba kakhulu ngendaba yokuthi kathesi bay realize ukuthi umgabe vese ekhulile. Nalami ngandihlupheka insuku zonke ukuthi abantu bona bakwanile yini inxa besithi ixegwe linjalo liyale lokhu lisemsebenzini lisebenza amanye amaxegwe ephumulile. Ngabatshayela ihlombe.
Ethi kodwa akathembi ukuba uzolalela ukuthiwo ngabantu umgabe isiqoqela kuyikuba abekade beyibo athembele kibo sebekhuluma ulimi lomuntu wonke elizweni.
Ingxe angakwanisi ukunanzelela ukuthi isikhathi sesikwanile ukuthi ashaye phansi.
UMnumzana Tatazela Ncube yena uthi akumangalisi osekuthiwo ngabalwa impi yenkululeko njengoba besizovele sifike isikhathi sokuthi bavuleke amehlo labo babone ububi baleli khehla elisembusweni.
Hayi namfundi umdala cha iphansi ukuthi siyadubeka sitereke. Sesihlupheke kakhulu angona yahamba hamba ungena omunye. Ngoba lapho sebehlale lo dubo phela babengadubekela babe sasuka. Hayi sebedubeka la sebeze bakubona into lani njani. Imbi lenzwa umdala lo.
Okhokhela izifundi enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe National Students Union, Mnumzana Alistair Funye, uthi ulethemba ukuba abalwa impi laba kabasoze baguquke kwelakusasa sebeyengwe ngenye indlela njengenhlala yenza.
Njengesizalwane seZimbabwe sazuza independence yeflag kuphela. So siyajabula nxa sibona amahovethi esenza so. Nxa beserious lathi njabo ntanga wa prepared even to be with them in solidarity.
Kube yisimanga kwabanengi lapho inkokheli yabalwa impi yenkululeko isiphumele umgaba egcikeni ukuba achiye umbuso. Uzulu ethi sekuyisibonelo sokuba selidumela emasumpeni ukuthi inguquko ibe khona eZimbabwe esale leminyaka lilwisana lokuthi ize ngoba isimo somnotho lombusazwe sesiguqe ngamadolo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare ngingumevisi Gama.
Isinothi seZimbabwe esidumileyo njalo engumnikazi wenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini ikhonethu mnumzana Strive Masiwa wandulele umongameli Barack Obama emhlanganweni wezentuthuko owe-Development Summit oqhutshelwe khonapha eWashington DC kuleviki. Lo mbuthano wenzelwe esigodlweni sika-Obama ese-White House kudingwa indlela zokusekela amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo ekulwisaneni lendlala, njalo kukhangelwa muva ukuthi umongameli Barack Obama usesebenze okunganani ekuthatheni amanyathelo okuqeda indlala emazweni omhlaba. Emazwini akhe, umongameli Obama ubonge uMasiwa labanye bonke abaphatheke kulomkhosi. Ozamela ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uzasebenza katalala athuthukise impilo kaZulu waleli lizwe alubana ethe wakhethwa ngolwezi. UTrump wethule isithembiso lesi izolo ekugqitshweni komhlangano waleli bandla omkhulu owe-convention obuqhutshelwa eCleveland. Umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uzasungula imisebenzi aqinise le mingcele yeMelika ukuze kwenqatshelwe ukungena mahlayana kwabavela kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu eMexico ngaphandle komthetho. Ibandla lamaDemocrats lona elizamelwa ngunkosikazi Hillary Clinton kulolu khetho liza kwenza owalo umhlangano omkhulu ngeviki ezayo kuqala ngomvulo ePhiladelphia. Sixhume isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika njalo esekela unkosikazi Clinton umnumzana Dan Moyo. Saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi ngemva kokuzwa izithembiso zikamnumzana Trump engaba eseguqule umbono wakhe na.
Unfortunately, akukho ngisho ngokuyi-1. Masiseqinisweni, ilizwe lase-America lase lilahlekile ngaphansi kombuso wama-Republican. U-Obama uthe take over ilizwe leli ngo-2008, i-unemployment ibisiyi-10%, iprice yepetulo ibisidlalela kubo-$4 egallon. Ngezinye indlela, i-economy ibisiwile. U-Obama wayidonsa, wayivusa. Nanka ama-Republican aseqhamuka athi bona bazenza ngcono. Ngezinye indlela bashiyela ukuthi bafuna ukubisela i-America back to lapho yayikhona. Imisebenzi ingekho khona manje, i-unemployment rate is below 5%, price yepetulo is below $2.50 a gallon. Akuna zimpi lapho amasosha kithi abantu base-America ababulawa khona belelwa izinto ezingazwayo ukuthi ziya kuphi, bezama ukuprotekta ama-interests abo abroad. So ama-Republicans siyawazi, uDonald Trump siyamazi, he's a businessman and uvele layo unamascandal akhe okuyizimali zakhe. Umuntu osowafayila i-bankruptcy more than 7 times, umuntu ongathenjwayo lo. So I think ama-Americans avulekile, ayakwazi i-history bayiphethe.
Uthi ungusomabhizimusi ophumeleleyo kakhulu umnumzana Donald Trump njalo uthembisa ukulungisisa udaba lokuza kwaba kwamanye amazwe eMelika i-immigration. Awuboni yini ethola usekelo kulokhu ikakhulu kudaba lwe-immigration ebantwini abathi imingcele iyeMelika iyavuza ngumhlambi kazelusile nje abantu bangena amahlayana?
Ngizoqala ngombuzo wakho wokuqala owamabhizinisi, ukuthi njengosomabhizinisi, njengoba sengishilo ekuqaleni, uTrump emabhizinisini akhe lakho akusikho ukuthi uphumelela ungamfanisa labo Bill Gates labo Zuckerberg. Usemuntu owafayela i-bankrupt more than 7 times, meaning ukuthi amabhizinisi akhe anokufeyile esikhathini esiningi. So ngumuntu ochanswayo nje. Mase siya lapha-ke kule ndaba eyebhoda le, siyazi khona manje ukubana ama-Latino asedlula abesilungu ngokuningi babo. Therefore, i-electorate ye-America is now comprised of ama-Latino ukudlula abelungu. And makuthi uDonald Trump umuntu ohlakaniphileyo ofuna ukuwina amavoti amaLatino, angibone ngumuntu ongakhuluma ngendlela akhuluma ngayo nge-immigration.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika, njalo ongumgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDCT kuleli lizwe.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abaqoqe umhlangano wamazwe omhlaba ophezulu okulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza o-2016 International AIDS Conference ogqitshwe namhlanje eDurban kwele South Africa bakhuthaze abaphatheke kulomhlangano ukuthi bengabuyela emazweni abo bafike basebenze gadalala kudingwe indlela zokuqeda lomkhuhlane kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2030. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Ngemva kwamalanga amahlanu kuxoxwa ngokumisa ukumemetheka kwegciwane lengculaza, ukwelatshwa kwalabo asebelalo kanye lokudinga umuthi wokuqeda lomkhuhlane, amanxusa abhekise amabombo ekhaya lamhlanje. Lobanje kokunengo sekwenziwe kusukela ngesikhathi somhlangano womhlaba jikelele eminyakeni ngamashumi amabili lanye edluleyo, igciwane lengculaza selingene kwabaningi labulala izigidi. Kati njalo izigidi siqhubeka zilithola. Le yinto yenze abaqoqela umhlangano bakhuthaza umhlaba wonke ukuthi usukume ulwise lesi sifo, ngoba nxa kungenjalo abantu bazaphela. Unkosikazi Olive Chisana ube ngomunye wabagcina isihlalo bomhlangano walonyaka.
We need to heed the call to start a social justice movement.
Kumele siqale ukubumba iqula lokulwisa umkhuhlane wengculazi ngendlela esaliswa ngayo umbuso wongcindezelo.
Umphathintambo wezempilakahle kwele South Africa umnumzana Aaron Mtswaledi yena uthi kufanele kuqalwe umkhankaso wokulwisa ingculaza ozakhokhelwa ngabatsha ukuze kusungulwe usendo olungela gciwane.
A global campaign led by young people.
Impi ezakhokhelwa ngabatsha iyadingeka ngokuphangisa. Uma singenzanga njalo asoke senelise ukunqoba umkhuhlane wengculazi ngomnyaka ka-2030 okuyinjongo yomhlaba wonke.
Inhlanganiso ye-UNAIDS yona ikhuthaze ukuthi kuye kwenziwa konke okuvunyelwane kulomhlangano ukuze ngculaza ibisiphelile kusiyafika u-2030. Osethethe isikhundla senhlanganiso ye-International AIDS Society, unkosikazi Linda Gail Becker, unxuse abaxhasa ngemali ukuthi bahlenge imphefumulo.
Whether people live or die in many countries will
ukuthi kuza kuva abantu abangakanani emhlabeni kuzalawula ukuthi abaxhasa ngemali bayabuyisa yini imali edingekayo kulelo hlelo.
Izikhulumi zonke zikugcizelele ukuthi ukutholakala kwale mali yikho kuza kwenza kungabi lento evimba kulwiswa kwengculaza. Umbiko semqoka wabangenela umhlangano ubungokuthi lobanje lomhlangano usuphelile, umsebenzi omkhulu okuyalwisa ingculaza wona usuqalile. Mele Studio 7 eDurban kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Umngcele omutsha phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana uqale ngenani eliphezulu labantu abawusebenzisayo lanxa nje umgwaqo oyakhona ungekho esimeni esihle. Umngcele lo ongezansi kweGwanda uvulwe ekuqaleni kukaNhlangula. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Umngcele wenlambapeli ongwesine phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana, njalo ukuvulwa kwalo mngcele sokuguge inengi inombolo zingisa ukuthi kulabantu abayinkulungwane kanye lamakhulu amabili abasenze umngcele lo emavikini amathathu kunyanga kaNhlangula. Umngcele wenlambampeli Bola Post uvule ukuqaleni kwanhlangula ngenhloso yokuthi kwehliswe inani lezihambi elisebenzisa umngcele wePlumtree kanye lelamukhabana. Iningi kakhulu elivela ezigabeni ezifana leKezi kanye leGwanda lithi kalisazi hluphi ngokuyadlula ePlumtree ngoba ukhatshane sebeqale ukusebenzisa umngcele omutsha. Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ovela esigabeni sebuvumo ngezansi kweGwanda uthi umngcele omutsha uquma umango.
Ibhoda entsha evuliweyo iloncedo kakhulu ebantwini abakhele kweleGwanda. Akulasizathu zokutshona besiyabhoda ePlumtree.
Unkosikazi Ndlovu uthi kodwa balokudana ngokuthi umgwaqo ikakhulu ngaphetsheya kucele leZimbabwe awumuhle esithi kumele uhulumende akukhangele lokhu.
Umgwaqo yiwo osusele umubi. Besicela uhulumende weZimbabwe awukhangelisise, awulungise ukwenzela abantu ukuze basebenzise ibhoda.
Lo ngumbono njalo oka mnumzana Alex Banda othi kumele kulungiswe indlela ukuze umngcele lo wenelise ukukhanga ngitsho lamabhizimusi emazweni amabili.
Unye futhi engunazelelayo ukuthi i-government kufanele eZimbabwe in particular kufanele improve i-road infrastructure ngenxa yokuthi kule inye iborder already ekhona eyavulwayo emasilodge engasebenzi kahle ngenxa yokuthi akulamgwaqo omuhle oyenza ukuthi abantu becrosse. Kodwa lokhu okwamanje sibone ngantu akuzade congesta iborder yePlumtree.
Umphathi Ntambozi omvikela kwele Botswana njalo engummeli wendawo eguqela umngcele lo umzana Shokhati uthi ukuvula kwawo umngcele lo kukhalela ukuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe omabili. Izihambi besebenzisa kakhulu umngcele wePlumtree oba yisiphithiphithi ikakhulu ngesikhathi samakhefu lapho ngitsho lezihambi ezivela eSouth Africa zikhetha ukusebenzisa wona kanye lo eMessina ngoba lawo usiba lesiphithiphithi okwedlula yonke imngcele. Abanye bechitha isikhathi eside singaba maviki bemele ukulungisa ingwalo zokuchapha. Ngumathini Ngwenya endaba zeStudio 7 sawubona lobotsana.
Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela inyathelo eselithethwe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko. Bona abathi kabasasekeli umongameli Robert Mugabe ngoba besithi sebulele ilizwe njalo unguntando kayiphikiswa. Bathi njalo sokumele achiye umbuso. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Kesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu kwele North Korea kubhahile kakhulu ukwedlula amazwe wonke womhlaba. Kule mbiko eminingi eyomanyano we-United Nations inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, leminye imbiko ethulwa etshengisa ukuba uhulumende we-North Korea ubusa ngocuku. UZulu ubanjwa ngamandla ukusebenza njengezigqili. Abanye bayabulawa. Kuthi abanye njalo bayanyamalala. Konke lokhu kwenziwa enkambeni ezithiwa ngamajele okugcinwa khona labantwana abancane. Njengendlela yokukhuthaza ukuthi kungenzakali lokhu, ugatsha lwendaba zeMelika ezenzakala ekhaya olweState Department lwethula imbiko ephathelane lelungelo loluntu lokuvinjwa kwembiko eNorth Korea eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yi-DPRK. Lolu gwalo lutshengisa iziphathamandla eziphatheke ngalolu cuku njalo lenotho yazo. Ngokwakuqala ukuthi uhulumende wele Melika ethule imbiko ebetha amagama eziphathamandla eziphatheke ngokwephula ilungelo loluntu eNorth Korea. Omela ele Melika United Nations unkosikazi Samantha Power uthi ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu lokhu njalo lamagama abakwenzayo kuza kwenza iziphathamandla lezi zibe kwazi ukuthi ezikwenzayo kuzaphuma mgceke ngelinye ilanga.
Lawe kungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kweze midlalo la mshanje, amadonga iqembu le Highlanders azahlangana kusasa edinga amaqhinga okuxakulula leli qembu edakeni lwezikwelete eliphakathi kwazo. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Umgcinisidlalo weqembu le Highlanders uPeter Dube uthi umhlangano wakusasa ngokudinga amaqhinga awokuthi iqembu le Highlanders lingathola njani imali njengoba libhekane lesikwelete esibikwa sesifika phose kusigidi samadola aseMelika. Udube uthi isimo somnotho esingamanga kuhle senza kube nzima ukuba iqembu le Highlanders lithole imali yokuphungula kumbe liqede leso sikwelete ngoba sebebalutshwane abantu ababhadala imali zabo ukuze bebukele umdlalo wenguqu.
In the past, if the club had a good run like has been the case, you guys would have been...
Kudala itimu ya iti maizala kuhle. Inkundla ya igcwala. Okungagcwali kwenkundla kuyisibonelo somumo womnotho. Bonabo abantu abakade besebenza labo nabo abasebenzayo abaleholo lingabuyi ngesikhathi. Yibo esibakhangeleleyo ukuthi bebuye bezobukela ibhola. Bebhadala lathi sithola imali.
Iqembu le Highlanders livele liphakathi kohlelo lokuguqula isimo salo njengalokho okukhuthazwa inhlanganiso yethungamela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni jikelele eFIFA. Ensukwini ezedluleyo kube lomhlangano lapho amalunga eqembu babehlaziya khona lolu daba. Njalo lomhlangano uthe usanda kwedlula kwaqala amahungahunga athi kukhona usomabhizimisi wasePindura ofuna ukuthenga iqembu le Highlanders libe ngelakhe. Udube uthenga amanga luhlaza lolu daba lukasomabhizimisi wasePindura ethi yena amalunga eqembu yokumele abuye lamasu awokuhlenga iqembu njalo lokhu kuza kwenziwa kulandelwa isisekelo seqembu.
How we fundraise on the main has nothing to do with the constitution. So
amanyathelo okumele ethathwe ngokudinga imali kathesi. Njalo iconstitution yeqembu uyasivumela ukuthi kube lendlela ezokudinga imali. Kodwa nxa lezo ndlela zingahambelani leconstitution, kuyabe kufanele zifakwe ebantwini abayibo abanikazi beqembu betho labo imbono yabo.
Lo mhlangano wakusasa uzaqutshelwa eClubhouse ya Highlanders ekuseni ngehola lethuba munomunye. Asikhangele kuba yiphi imidlalo etshiyeniwe ezaqutshwa kulimpela viki kwele Zimbabwe. Kusasa ngomgqibelo kulo mdlalo omkhulu wenguqu ozadlalwa phakathi kweqembu lechikenini leqembu le-FC Platinum enkundleni ye-White City koBulawayo. Lo mdlalo yiwodwa wesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ozadlalwa kulimpela viki. Ikanti ngesonto iqembu le Highlanders lizadibana leqembu leHarare City ku-final yalonyaka yenkezo ye-ZNA Charities enkundleni ye-Papa Fields. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, izikolo ezimela izigaba ezilithumi zelizwe zithe gwaqa edolobheni leGwanda lapho kuqhutshelwa khona imidlalo yalonyaka yeCopa Coca-Cola. Limidlalo izadlalwa kusasa ngomgqibelo langesonto. Emdlalweni weragbi, iqembu elimela ilizwe kusasa lizamukela iqembu elimela ilizwe leUganda emdlalweni wenkezo ye-Africa Cup Division 1A ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni yePolice Grounds esigodlweni iHarare. Iqembu leZimbabwe lona elinqotshongele Kenya nge-61-15 ensukwini ezedluleyo kumele linqobe kusasa ukuze liyale lokhu lidlala kusigaba sikaDivision 1 njengoba kuyilo elijeke amanye engalaneni yemiklomelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uwaza Friday namhla uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxa lomculi uBusi Mhlanga yena oke wahlabela lamaqembu akoqela elembube eleBlack Mfolosi lomnumzana Albert Nyati. UBusi wazalwa wakhulelwa eZimbabwe wazothuthela eDenmark kodwa okwamanje usehlala eNgilande lapho wasecula lokusebenza ekhona.
UBusi Mhlanga usiso owazalelwa koBulawayo eZimbabwe. Simhlanga uyimusician, usinga, a dancer, a bit of acting as well.
Uqalise nini ezokucula?
Yazi ukuthi ngingeke ngisho ukuthi ngiqalise nini ukucula ngoba mina vele you know kusukela lapho engizelwe khona ifamily engizelwe kuculwa khona vele kuhlabelwa kugidwa ubaba umkhulu wami wayedlala ukuba lama gathering wayeyinyanga so wayejala ukuthi ebize the whole family ukuthi kuhlatshelwe kugidwe kwenziwe. So into engathi ngiqale khona, you know, ukubona konke lokho komculo sokuqale lapho. And then from there esikolweni eSunday school bengicula, and then professionally mase sikhuluma professionally ukuthi ngaqala nini. Ngaqala iqembu okuthiwa iBlack Umfolosi la ngi-identifya from my, a boarding school lapho engangifunda khona, Girls Boarding School okuthiwa i-St. James. So yikhona lapho abangibona khona base bengicela ukuthi ongikhona, you know, whenever my holiday ngabuya ngizojoyina iqembu lamantombazana ababeli creative. So ngahamba ngayajoyina khona, ngacina lakho sengingu-lead vocalist khona, ngihlabela lamanye amantombazana. And then from there ikhona-ke u-Albert futhi ezo Albert Nyathi wangi-identifya khona. And then lathi sendi ngoba iqembu lakhona lizange lihlala isikhathi eside, lahlala but alizange liphumele kuphumelele like ukuthi ongkona li-carry on. And then from there u-Albert Nyathi wathi no, ngeke ngishiye ithalenti lihlezi lingenzi lutho. So wase ngibiza ukubana ngibuye futhi ngizoba i-lead vocalist kuleyakhe iqembu.
Wacula ingoma ziphi ezaba lodumo?
Ku-Albert Nyathi ngacula uyumana waningi le-nepotism. Ngase ngicula inkomo zidlanuya la uvuka nkuma ngixanisa amaqaqa. Izo engaba lodumo khona ku-Albert Nyathi, ngi-lead vocalist, ama-videos akhona khona where I'm appearing there.
Wasuka-ke lapho wasusenzani?
Ku-Albert Nyathi kwakukhona amathuba amaningi, wayesinikeza amathuba amaningi okuthi singakhona ukuthi senze ezinye izinto, wayesivulela nje indlela. So ngaleso sikhathi kukhona abantu ababebuya befuna lese umuntu oculayo kumbe ekuthayo. So ngase ngibona ngabanye oyi-Danish company bayangicela ukuthi ngiyenze i-documentary lapho. So ngase ngiyenza i-documentary yabo, documentary le yagcina ingithatha ingise-Denmark. From e-Denmark ngase ngicina ngisiza lapha e-England, sengiqedelene labo abantu base-Denmark. So ngathi ngifika lapha e-England lakho kwangangakwanisa angikwalinxa umuntu evele ekhulele emculweni, umculo into yomculo uyinto yakho vele uNkulunkulu akufake khona ukuthi into yakho le mntanami. So ngakhera on nje yilokhu engizama ngidonsa ngibamba ngamandla, kunzima kodwa ngabamba ngamandla ngoba into engiyithanda. Fika lapha e-England abantu abaningi babefika labo, abantu abanjengabo Ezra, u-Eric Knight, ngazama ukwenza enye i-single okuthiwa ngu-Papamani. So ngazama ukuyilontsha leyo singa, but into zakhona ngesikhathi sakhona ma usanda kufika elizweni ungakazi ukuthi ngikhona ngingena laphi ngaphi ngiphume ngaphi. So but ayizange iphumelele kangako, kodwa kuzange kungenze ngabeka phansi, kodwa kwangenza ukuthi ngizame futhi. So ngagcina ngizama senza i-single e-wedding. Ngaqala ngenye kuthiwa i-Xenophobia ngesikhathi se-South Africa laphayana abantu bekhahlamezwa e-South Africa. Ngikhuluma nje ngitshela abantu ukuthi awu asibambane nje nama-Afrika sonke nini, singakhahlamezani, singagcinani kubi, singahlukumezani. Mhlaba lo uNkulunkulu sinike wona ukubana sithandane sibambane.
Lo ngumhlabeleli uBusi Mhlanga lithiye indlebe ngolwesithathu lapho esizaqhubeka khona sixoxa laye umhlabeleli esigabeni sokwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Mthwakazi, kwanelo kwalamhlanje kodwa singake hlukane sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. UZulu weZimbabwe wamukela ngenjabulo inyathelo eselithethwe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko abakubandla leZANU-PF abathi kabavumelani lo bukhokheli bukamongameli Mugabe, njalo bathi sokumele asuke embusweni. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo, lilala.